being perfect like Christ. The restoration of the gospel through the Book of Mormon enables us to understand and use the enabling power of the atonement, making it possible for us to become perfect in Christ or justified. But it also shows us the way to reach our ultimate goal, which is to become perfect like Christ or sanctified. During his mortal ministry, Christ commanded his disciples, "Be perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." But after his resurrection, he said, "I would that ye should be perfect even as I, or your Father who is in heaven, is perfect." What accounts for the difference between these two statements? The scriptures tell us that he received not of the fullness at first, but continued from grace to grace until he received a fullness. And the glory of the Father was with him, for he dwelt in him. In other words, he grew to become like his Father. Most people have such a negative concept of who they are that their true capacity is almost lost. But with Christ, there was no strain at all. He descended below all things, yet he lived a pure and sinless life, even in the face of extreme temptation. This allowed the Father's Spirit to develop within him to such an extent that the full potential of his divine nature was released. Elohim is the Father of our spirit bodies, and Christ can become the Father of the mind and heart, the way we see life, the way we interpret life, the way we deal with life. As King Benjamin told his people, "Because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters. For behold, this day he has spiritually begotten you. For ye say that your hearts are changed through faith on his name. Therefore ye are born of him and have become his sons and his daughters." Close quote. We need to let the Savior's mind become our mind and his spirit our spirit as we prayerfully examine his life, visualizing the circumstances in which he served and carefully studying his habits, his decisions, and his actions. We will learn to identify with him to the point that we no longer have to look to other people as our models. As King Benjamin's people experienced, we will have, quote, "no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually," close quote. The Savior is therefore more than a model. He is also willing to be our mentor. A mentor is a model with whom we have a relationship, someone who is our advocate. A mentor is someone who cares for us, takes a personal interest in our growth and development, and champions us. Christ is our elder brother. We are members of the same family. If we accept him as our mentor, we have a relationship with him, and he enables us to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. How can we do that? By entering into his covenant and constantly returning to it, and by looking into our own hearts to see what we need to do. The Lord will tell us, is constantly telling us, if we will listen, through his Spirit, the Holy Ghost, by which he will lead us upward as well as onward through greater levels of intelligence and consciousness until we see as he sees and know as he knows. The Lord told Joseph Smith that those who dwell in the Father's presence see as they are seen and know as they are known, having received of his fullness and of his grace. The social mirror imposes on us a straitjacket of dependency and jealousy and scarcity. But the Savior broke this mirror. If we will accept him as our mentor, he becomes the father of our minds, the father of our hearts. Then, like him, we can obtain line upon line, precept upon precept, the fullness of the Father. If we truly receive him through our faithfulness to the principles and ordinances of the gospel, his atonement meets the demand of justice, and he gives us the gift of the Holy Ghost. Through that gift, our consciousness gradually expands until we too become partakers of the divine nature. The word atonement actually means at-one-ment. I believe that Christ enables us to become one with ourselves, one with other people, and one with God. His atoning sacrifice overcomes the effects of spiritual death as we repent of our sins. and thus we can eventually return to the presence of our Heavenly Father. The Savior also brings unity and harmony between people who have broken hearts and contrite spirits. And as we give ourselves to Him, He enables us to be unified, integrated, and reconciled with our true celestial identity.